Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful, steamy Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Monday, July 1st, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. A former president is calling the current president illegitimate. And it's all because of Russia. Of course, it's because of Russia. We'll bring you the audio and also President Trump's reaction in this hour. Two. In case you're making plans for July, you might want to rearrange your schedule. The former Vice President Joe Biden will be in Detroit, ahead of the debates there at the end of the month. And, well, I know that's a campaign rally you don't want to miss. And number one, President Trump shook hands with Kim Jong-un on Sunday, took 20 steps into North Korea, making history as the first sitting U.S. leader to set foot in the country known for its nuclear ambitions and dismal human rights record. What will come of it, and what exactly does the U.S. gain here? All that coming up this hour on the Steve Gruber Show, plus much more, as always. Thank you for joining us here on this Monday. Happy to be here. And here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week, before Independence Day on Thursday. And that'll wrap up my little guest hosting stint here. Steve will be back soon. But we start the Monday week off, hopefully on the right foot. Joining us on this hour, Dr. Lauren Wright, lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University. Talk a bit about last week's debates on the Democratic side. Tammy McCutcheon, co-chair of Littler Mendelsohn's Compliance Audit Services Practice Group, core member of the Wage and Hour Practice Group. And talk about that in debates and the fight for 15, how it impacts family leave plans, perhaps Democrats are saying. That's coming up, hour two. Thomas Cavaney from Sparrow, Alan Sachs, Gary Wolfram from here at Hillsdale. We'll talk a little bit about Enbridge, Line 5. And then in hour three, Kelly Sadler, Director of Communications at America First Policies and America First Action, pro-Trump Political Action Committee. All that and more coming up on today's program. I'll also tell you the harrowing account of my drive back from Illinois yesterday. Man, some weird stuff. There were just massive storms. Now, they were severe, and I'll tell you more later, but these were not tornadic storms, but they were high straight-line wind and heavy rainstorms that we managed to get our way through yesterday on the way back from Illinois, just so I could be here with you this morning. So, you know what? You're welcome. You don't have to say thank you. I'll just give you the you're welcome. Glad to have you here this morning. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. My name is Scott Bertram. You can find me at Scott Bertram on Twitter, the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, and also lecture in journalism, as I just teach it here. Find the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Still time to check in on last week's program of the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour out on Friday. Still fresh today. So head to SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, also on the Ricochet podcast network as well. The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour is what you're looking for. Pretty neat stuff. And last week's show, welcome you to check it out. I'm breaking down a couple of Supreme Court rulings, too, Gamble and Gundy, ones from last week with Professor Adam Carrington from here at Hillsdale College. So invite you to check that out. President Donald Trump yesterday, may have already seen the video on this, discussed a little bit as well. President Trump shaking hands with Kim Jong-un on Sunday, took 20 steps into North Korea, making history as the first sitting U.S. leader to set foot in North Korea. Trump crossed the low stone curb. I saw this video yesterday, separating North and South, 3:45 local time, making his way alongside a grinning Kim. Well, sure, to have the U.S. president step foot in North Korea is kind of a coup for Kim Jong-un. The event, seemingly spontaneous and broadcast live, took to a new level. This is a story from AP, or is it over at CNN? It's over at CNN. Took to a new level Trump's showman instincts in view of the diplomacy as a test of interpersonal skills. Afterward, Trump said he agreed with Kim to revive staff-level talks that had collapsed after their last summit back in February. The encounter at the heavily fortified Korean demilitarized zone, their third in-person, came a day after Trump raised the prospect of a border handshake in a tweet and declared he would have no problem stepping foot in North Korea. Trump and Kim shaking hands yesterday. Trump asked, "Would you like me to step across? I am okay with it." While inside North Korean territory, Trump and Kim shook hands and patted each other's backs before returning across the border to the south after about a minute. Kim appeared overjoyed at the moment, told Trump through an interpreter, quote, "I never expected to meet you at this place," meaning North Korea territory. Later, Trump said, and we'll have this audio in a little bit, Trump said he was proud to step over the line, thanked Kim for the meeting. He invited him to the White House, though later acknowledged such a visit would likely not come soon. The North Korean leader said he was surprised by Trump's request to meet and accepted the offer due to their excellent relationship and the significance of meeting at the border. Kim said, "I think meeting here, two countries that have a hostile past, we are showcasing to the world that we have a new president and we have a positive meeting going forward." After the handshake, the two men sat down for just under an hour. What it means beyond a display of friendship, not immediately clear. And look, the question you want to ask, of course, is what does the U.S. get out of something like this? This is clearly a big PR coup for Kim Jong-un of North Korea. It's never happened before. And the president asking, you know, Kim did not even make the invitation here, right? Kim didn't say, "Please come across the border." President Trump did. President Trump said, "Would you like me to come across?" And of course, Kim Jong-un said yes. So what does the U.S. gain from this? We'll hear from the president in just a few moments about his reaction to the moment. But President Trump's understanding and interpretation of global relations, foreign relations, for the most part, is based on personal relationships, as it is largely in the business world, right? Personal relationships, interpersonal skills. What do you think of each other? How do you size each other up? Can you make a deal? President Trump is so, you know, he wrote the book. Maybe you've heard, Art of the Deal. So what does the U.S. get out of this? Is it a stronger negotiating hand? Is it a better opportunity to yank the North Koreans into the, 21st century, but really 20th century even? Is it perhaps a better chance of monitoring and cracking down on their nuclear program? Does President Trump believe by making better friends with Kim Jong-un, he will have the advantage in future talks, as will happen shortly? We will not know the answer to those questions anytime soon. Yes, I'm sorry, I can't tell you right now. But that's, you know, so a meeting like this, the president stepping across the border at one point, not that long ago, would be unthinkable. But again, the president believes that this, you know, relationship, having a relationship with Kim Jong-un is important for future discussions and negotiations. It's one of the big reasons why it happened. We'll hear from the president in just a couple of minutes, his reaction after the steps into North Korea. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today. Or go to WyckoffWellness.com.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies 80s music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect parent, because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Confessions of